You're listening to Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Alex Keefe. Perhaps no one is wishing for spring to come soon more than public works officials across Vermont. More than 26 towns all around the state have been dealing with frozen water pipes. That's according to an informal survey by Vermont Emergency Management that includes problems with water mains in a number of Vermont's largest towns and cities. The city of St. Albans has dealt with two water main breaks that have caused some big headaches recently. So we turn now to St. Albans Messenger reporter Elodie Reed for our Friday regional report. Elodie, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So when did these breaks first happen and how many people were affected by them?
So these breaks first happened around 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning. About 150 to 200 residents were affected. There were about six or seven streets that totally lost their water. And the hospital, Northwestern Medical Center, also was affected.
That's some pretty big headaches at Northwestern Vermont Medical Center. Are things back to normal there now?
They are. They started regaining water pressure late in the day on Tuesday, and they were up to fuller pressure on Wednesday. And on Thursday, they regained water pressure completely following the second break being repaired around 2 a.m. Thursday morning.
And we should say, I do understand that their emergency room stayed open during that time, even though they stopped taking inpatient services.
It did, yes. They maintain sort of all the emergency essential services that they provide, but in terms of people just coming in to visit patients or any sort of non-emergency services, they reduce those for the time being to conserve water.
Have city officials said whether the water main breaks are due simply to exceptionally cold weather that we've been having, or are there larger infrastructure problems lurking beneath all of this?
I think it's a little bit of both. I was asking Alan Robtoy, the City of St. Albans Public Works Director, on Wednesday, and he said that some of the water pipes are over 100 years old, sort of towards the interior of the system. And he said that's pretty common in Vermont cities. That's just something we have here. In addition, the extreme cold temperatures, it was quite chilly here on Tuesday morning. It was around negative 37 in East Berkshire, which is a northern town in Franklin County. So those cold temperatures also contributed to the breaks.
I imagine all the water main fixes that St. Albans and other towns have been experiencing this winter is probably costing quite a lot of money. Do you know how this winter will impact the St. Albans budget going forward?
Sure. In St. Albans City, they've already used 75 to 80% of their winter maintenance budget, which, according to Alan Robtoy, the Public Works Director, that's quite a bit more than they usually have used up by this point. He said, for instance, the water line breaks this week, they could cost over $20,000. That's extra expense they don't have budgeted in there. In terms of St. Albans Town, they've been having a lot of trouble with using up their salt supplies. They're already over budget for that particular item, and their public works director, Steve Beauregard, said that, you know, they don't use salt except for very critical areas, you know, big hills, sharp corners, unless it's above 15 degrees, because otherwise it's just not effective.
I could imagine that it's pretty frustrating when you can't use water for a few days on end, especially if you can't take a hot shower when it's this cold outside. I'm wondering how the people in St. Albans are dealing with everything this winter.
Well, for this specific incident, there is a boil order in effect. So people, before they drink or use water to cook, they are having to boil their water, which is not necessarily convenient. At our Collins Pearly Sports and Fitness Complex here, the director, Dave Kimmel, he offered for people to come use the facilities free of charge, just for people who don't have a shower or a working toilet.
We've been talking with Elodie Reed. She's a reporter for the St. Albans Messenger. Elodie, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.